the peace with all brothers and sisters.
我们继续在查考马拉基书。
Let's continue our study in the book of Malachi.
从马拉基书来看神跟人的关系。
From the book of Malachi to reflect upon the relationship between God and man.
我们从生下来就开始有不同的关系。
Since our birth, we have different types of relationship through our life.
我们是孩子。
First, we are a child.
那再来，我们上课，我们就是学生。
And then, as we grow up, we become a student.
再来，我们上班，我们就是雇员。
And eventually, we become an employee.
那结婚以后，我们就是配偶。
In our marriage, we become eventually someone's spouse.
生了孩子，我们变成父母。
And after we have our own children, we become parents.
那加入美国籍，变成美国的公民。
And if we become a citizen of the United States, we become eventually a citizen.
所以我们的身上有很多不同的身份。
So we have different roles in our life.
那这个不同的身份代表不同的关系，也代表不同的责任。
And different role represents different relationships and different responsibilities.
所以为什么我们每天好像很忙碌？
And this is the reason why we seem busy all day long.
因为每一个不同的角色都有它的责任。
Because every different role that we play carries a different responsibility.
有时候我们不单要把责任做完，我们要把它做好。
Not only do we need to fulfill this responsibility, we need to be the best in its responsibility.
所以每天回到家精疲力竭。
And that's why we often come home very tired.
但是这么多的身份或者关系里面，哪一个最重要？
But in the different roles that we play, which one would you say is the most important?
如果我们没有信仰，
If we do not have faith,
我想夫妻的关系应该是最重要。
I would say the spousal relationship would be the most important.
因为这个关系好，对上才能孝敬父母，对下才能够教小孩子。
When you have a good spousal relationship, you can then honor your parents and you can fulfill your duty as a parent.
那如果我们有了信仰，
But if we have faith,
那到底哪一个关系最重要？
Then which one would you say is more important?
信仰开了我们的眼界。
Faith has broadened our perspective.
因为信仰是我们看到肉眼所看不到的。
Because through faith, we can see what our physical eye cannot see.
就是有一个真神的存在。
And that is the existence of a true God.
也从信仰让我们来认识我们跟神的关系。
And it's only through faith that we come to understand and learn our relationship with God.
现在看马拉基书。
Let's turn to the book of Malachi.
马拉基书的第一章
Malachi chapter 1
马拉基书第一章
Malachi chapter 1
第六节
Verse 6 A son honors his father and a servant his master. If then I am the father, where is my honor? And if I am a master, where is my reverence? Says the Lord of hosts. To you priests who despise my name, yet you say, in what way have we despised your name?
在这里我们就可以看到神在看事情真的是跟人在看是不太一样。
From this verse, we can see God often sees things differently than how man sees it.
神首先在描写他跟人的关系。
Here first, God describes his relationship with man.
然后根据这个关系神有一个期待。
And according to this relationship, God has an expectation.
那如果我们不知道有这个关系，我们就不知道神在期待我们什么。
However, if we do not know the existence of this relationship, then we cannot understand what does God expect from us.
所以我们在敬拜真神，不能够用拜偶像的心态。
Therefore, when we worship God, we cannot have the same attitude as we worship an idol.
因为拜偶像其实是用利害关系的心态。
Because when one worships an idol, it's more or less
a mutual benefit
relationship.
我们拜那个偶像有一个目标。
When we worship an idol, we have a certain expectation and goal.
不是我们了，是有的人啊。
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm not saying all of us, but I'm saying some of us, some of the men.
第一个，发财保平安。
Some people expect that they will gain wealth and they will have peace.
那如果这个条件达不到，
and if that expectation cannot be met,
有的就偶像把它丢到河里，丢到海边了。
Then one will probably throw the idol to the river or to the trash can.
这个关系就没有结束了。
And that ends that relationship.
所以这是利害关系，很多人在拜偶像其实是利害关系。
And therefore, this is when I say that worship an idol often has a mutual beneficial relationship.
那我们跟神是什么关系？
So what type of relationship are we and God?
第六节再提到两点。
In verse 6 here mentions 2 points.
这里神说，我是父亲。
Here God says, I am the Father.
尊敬的我在哪里？
Where is my honor?
我是主人。
I am the master.
敬畏我的在哪里？
Where is my reverence?
所以我们要了解，神跟我们是绝对有关系的。
So we must understand there is definitely a relationship between us and God.
而且从神的自我介绍，我们知道没有神是没有我。
And from God's self-introduction, we come to understand that without God, there will be no us.
我们的存在是因为有神的存在。
And the reason we exist is because God exists.
但是没有我们还有神。
But without us, God will still exist.
不是因为我们存在，神才存在。
It is not because we exist, then God exists.
那第一个，神说，我是父亲。
So here first God mentions that he is the Father.
我们来看以赛亚书64章。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 64.
以赛亚书六十四章。
Isaiah, chapter 64.
第八节。
Verse 8. But now, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are potter, and all we are the work of your hand.
第九节。
Verse 9, do not be furious, O Lord, nor remember iniquity forever. Indeed, please look, we all are your people.
这里这个以赛亚先知这样说。
Here, Prophet Isaiah says,
神啊，你仍是我们的父。
He says, O Lord, you are our father.
你是我们人类的来源。
You are the source of human beings.
我们像什么？
Who are we?
我们像一块泥土。
We are no more than a clay.
真的，神是用泥土来造人。
And indeed, God has created us from like clay.
那你是窑匠。
And you are the potter.
所以窑匠拿一块泥土，这个做盘子，这个做碗，这个做喝水的杯子。
And so a potter can take a piece of clay and decides to mold this one into a plate, that one into a bowl, or that one into a cup.
那每一个做的样式都不一样，目的都不一样。
And every piece, its purpose and its shape may be different.
那神的伟大就是一块泥土，它可以造几十亿人，每一个看起来都不一样。
And the almightiness of God is that from one piece of clay, He can create millions of people, and every individual is different.
不只是外表不一样。
Not only is the outer appearance different.
人的个性，人的性是。这个嗜好都不一样。
Even their characteristics and preferences are different.
所以我们的存在是你手所做的工。
And therefore, our existence is due to the work from your hands.
神是我们的父。
And God is our Father.
他是爱我们的。
And He loves us.
那第九节说，神啊，不要大发烈怒。
Verse 9 here says, Lord, do not be furious.
那为什么前面说你是我们的父，下面就开始说不要大发烈怒？
So why in the previous verse it says, Oh Lord, you are Father, but verse 9 continues and says, Do not be furious, O Lord.
如果我们看那个以赛亚书的第一章，
If we turn back to Isaiah chapter 1,
神在指控以色列百姓。
Here God is,
好像那个法这个检察官在法庭里面在指控一个罪人。
He's sentencing the Israelites.
第二节第一章第二节。
Isaiah chapter 1 verse 2. Isaiah chapter 1 verse 2. Hear, O heavens, O give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken, I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me.
第三节。
Verse 3, the ox knows its owner, and the donkey its master's crib, but Israel does not know, my people do not consider.
好，这个地方说神说，我将儿女养育长大。
Here says that God has nourished the children.
特别是以色列百姓。
In referring to the Israelites.
是神拣选他们，带领他们在牛奶与蜜之下变成一个很大的国度。
God has chosen them, has led them, and in the land of milk and honey, has brought them up to be a nation.
但是神感叹什么？
But what is God lamenting here?
神感叹这以色列百姓翻脸不认他。
He is sorrowful that the Israelites turned their face against him and not know him.
生活好了，他不认识神。
Now that their life has gone well, they turn their face away from God.
对神冷漠无情。
They are cold towards God.
他甚至比喻说，好像牛，好像驴，养人哦，不如去养牛跟养驴子。
And God even referred them as being oxes or donkeys, as if saying that they are not even worth as ox or donkeys.
我知道很多人很喜欢养牛，养这个狗啦，养猫。
We know that some people like to have pets as cats and dogs.
为什么？
Why?
它不只是很可爱。
Not only are they very adorable.
还有感情。
They have feelings.
我们有一个姐妹
We have a sister.
她有一阵她家养了十几条狗。
There was once when she had about 10 dogs.
她一进门啊，那个狗就开始在身旁绕来绕去。
And as soon as she steps in the house, the dogs will be near her.
这个就是她狗对她的忠诚，对她的爱。
And this is how the dog shows their faithfulness and their love.
所以她真的舍不得那些狗。
And therefore she loved the dogs dearly.
给他们洗澡，给他们东西吃，冬天给他穿衣服。
She often washed them, give them food, and even in the winter she will buy clothes for them.
还有一个姐妹。
We have another sister.
她养了大概四五条猫。
She has about 4 or 5 cats.
她没有结婚了。
She's single.
她一回家，那个猫就绕着她的尾巴一直摇。
And as soon as she steps in the house, the cats will be around her.
有一次我到她家去，我了解，为什么你喜欢养猫？
One time I visited her and I asked her, why do you like to raise cats?
猫是有感情。
And she said that because cats have feelings.
那有一次，她一头猫啊，在窗户旁边睡午觉，结果她住在三楼啊，结果睡着了掉下去。
There was once a cat was sleeping by the window, and she lives on the third floor. And while the cat was sleeping, the cat fell off from third floor.
她很着急，赶快冲下去，还好那个猫没有受伤。
Very urgently, she rushed down to see if the cat was hurt, but luckily the cat was not.
所以神很感叹啊，养牛养驴这些都对主人有感情，在养这一些人啊，对神冷漠无情。
And therefore, God is very sorrowful to know that even if you raise an ox or donkey, will have his feeling towards his master, but towards the Israelites, they have no feeling towards him.
神是我们的父亲。
God is our father.
他要求我们是什么？
What does he require of us?
我们现在回来看马拉基书。
Let's turn back to the book of Malachi.
马拉基书。
Book of Malachi.
第一章第六节。
Chapter 1, verse 6.
我既然为父亲，尊敬了我在哪里？
Where is my honor?
所以神希望人尊重他，尊敬他。
God wants men to honor him.
如果一个人父亲身体很健康财务也不错。
If there's a father who is very healthy and has some wealth next to him.
那这个父亲要求小孩子什么？
And what would the father require from his son?
就是要求小孩子对他有一个尊敬，就这样而已。
He probably all he asks is that the children show some honor.
神是富足的。
Our God is very wealthy.
他什么都不缺。
He has everything.
神要我们什么？
And so what does God require of us?
神要我们就是对他的尊敬。
What God wants us is to honor him.
好，那我们再看神的第二个自我介绍。
Let's look at the second introduction of God Himself.
马拉基书第一章的第六节下半句。
The second phrase of chapter verse 6.
我既然是主人，敬畏我的在哪里？
If I am the master, where is my reverence?
这里神自我介绍说我是主人。
Here God introduces himself as the master.
如果神说他是主人，那我们是什么？
If God says that he is the master, then who are we?
我们是仆人。
Then we are his servants.
所以我们人在一生注定当仆人。
So as men, we are destined to be servants.
如果不是神当我们的主人，就是魔鬼当我们的主人。
If God is not our master, then Satan is our master.
你不是属神，就是属魔鬼的。
If you don't belong to God, then you belong to Satan.
这是我们要了解的。
And this is what we have to understand.
人不可能脱离神或脱离魔鬼，自己很自由的存在。
It is impossible for one to leave from God or from Satan and exist by itself.
好像有人说，我敬鬼神而远之，鬼跟神我都不拜，我就在中间。
Just like, for example, some people will say, I do not worship God nor Satan, and I leap from all of them.
这是不可能的。
That is impossible.
因为灵界里面只有两个国家。
Because in the spiritual realm, there's only two kingdoms.
凡是犯罪的都不是属神的。
Those who have sinned do not belong to God.
犯罪就是属魔鬼的。
Those who have sinned belong to Satan.
那最洁净的就是归属神的国度，就是属神的。
And once their sin has been washed, then they belong to the kingdom of God. They belong to God.
所以神是我们的主宰。
Therefore, God is our master.
从几件事情我们可以看得出来，神是我们的主宰。
And from different aspects, we can see that God is our master.
神控制我们的生死祸福。
God controls our life, our death.
好像说哈娜。
For example, Hannah.
她没有办法生育。
She was barren.
她丈夫很爱她。
She has a very loving husband.
她没有办法生育，在那个时候是很羞耻的。
And in that age and time, if you were barren, it was something very shameful.
但是她丈夫的爱也没有办法擦掉她的眼泪。
But even though she has a husband who loves her dearly, was unable to take away her tears.
没有办法生，就是不能生，爱也没有办法。
If she's barren, and no matter how much love she has, she is still unable to bear a child.
但是这个 Hannah 就知道有一个主宰。
However, Hannah understands that there is a master.
她如果要你生，你就可以生。
She understands that if that master will give her a child, then she will have a child.
所以她就来到神面前，把她的痛苦都倒出去了。
And therefore, she came before God and poured all her sorrows before God.
她只动嘴唇，没有出声音。
Even though she only moved her lips and not made the sound.
祷告完神就感动先知告诉她，你祷告神听了。
After her prayer, the prophet told her and said, God has heard your prayer.
结果她真的就生一个儿子。
And eventually Hannah gave birth to a child.
撒母耳。
Samuel.
神就是主人。
God is master.
好，那我们就看另外一个例子。
Another example.
约拿。
Jonah.
约拿，神叫他去传警告。
God told Jonah to go and preach the message.
尼尼微是以色列百姓的敌人。
Nineveh, the people of Nineveh, they are the enemies of the Israelites.
那这个约拿这个人呢，他不愿意看到他的敌人悔改。
However, Jonah was unwilling to see that his enemies repent.
所以他就是不去。
So he was unwilling to go and spread the message.
如果今天我们在公司里面，我就是不去，怎么顶多把你。解雇吧。
If today we're working for a company and we are unwilling to submit to the order, the most that they can do is probably fire you.
除了把你解雇，他能够做什么？
Besides firing you, what else can they do?
所以现在的人越来越多自主权。
And therefore, people nowadays, they have a lot of
自主权。自己控制自己的
权利。They take a lot of authority in their hands.
所以有时候啊，公司里面的老板不是老板，是雇员啊。
So there are times when the employer is no longer the employer.
好，那现在约拿不去。
And now, going back to the story, Jonah was unwilling to spread the message.
他就躲到那个船的最下面。
So he went and hid on the lowest part of the ship.
也没有人知道。
And nobody knows that he's there.
但是神知道。
But God knows.
那现在要把他找出来。
And God will find him.
你不去不行。
You have to go, says God.
就开始大风起来。
And therefore a storm was brought upon the sea.
哇，那里面的人很害怕，今天到底这个船里面谁得罪神？
And the people who were on the ship they were afraid and they questioned who actually have wronged God today.
结果抽签抽到约拿。
And they threw the lot and Jonah's name appeared.
那约拿也知道哦，他说哦，你把我丢到海里，风浪就平静。
And even Jonah himself knows, so he told the people that if you threw me down the sea, then the storm will come.
哎，真的，他们就把约拿咚就丢到海里。
And that's what the people did.
那风浪就平静了。
And eventually, of course, the storm just calmed.
所以神就不给他逃，神不给约拿逃走。
God did not let Jonah escape.
啊，然后就安排一条鱼，就把它吞到肚子里面。
And God arranged a big fish to swallow Jonah.
那三天三夜又把它吐到尼尼微城的旁边。
And 3 days later, the fish threw Jonah on the coast.
约拿在鱼肚子里面悔改，他知道哦，这个。如果不赶快悔改，赶快出来，太痛苦了。
And Jonah repented inside the fish, and he knows that he has to do so, otherwise it's too painful.
所以约拿想要逃，逃不掉。
Even though Jonah wanted to escape, but he couldn't.
因为神是主人。
Because God is the master.
神的旨意逃不掉的。
One cannot escape from God's will.
那特别是我们信主以后。
Especially after we believed in God.
圣经说我们是重价买来的。
The Bible says that we have been purchased at a great price.
如果到一个银行，在这个珠宝楼里面看到这个钻石很大漂亮，拿着走，哎，强盗。
If we go to a jewelry store and we see a huge diamond and we just take it away from the store, then we'll be accused of being a thief.
你付了钱，这个就是你的。
But if you pay for that diamond, then that diamond belongs to you.
我们是神重价买来的。
We are being purchased by God for a great price. And what is that great price?
主耶稣的宝血。
That is the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
宝血就是主耶稣的生命。
And the blood of Lord Jesus Christ is the life of our Lord.
从哪里买来的？
And where have we been purchased from?
从魔鬼的手下买来的。
From the Satan have we been purchased from?
所以我们今天属谁？
So who do we belong to today?
每一个受洗的都是归属主耶稣。
Everyone who has been baptized in Christ belongs to our Lord Jesus Christ.
那这个额头上都有盖印。
We have been sealed on our forehead.
那个印是什么？
And what is that seal?
就是圣灵。
And that is the Holy Spirit.
所以圣灵盖在我们身上，就表示你今天是属主耶稣的。
So once the Holy Spirit sealed us, that means that we belong to our Lord Jesus Christ.
他是主人。
He is our master.
我们是仆人。
And we are only his servants.
他是父亲。
He is the father.
我们是孩子。
We are his children.
那我们现在了解这个关系啦。
Now that we understand our relationship with God.
那我们再回想信仰生活。
Now let us take a step back and look at our faith.
我们仔细想想，有哪一个时候我真的是在尊重神，好像我的父亲。
In how many times do we actually honor God as if we are honoring our Father?
有哪一个时候我们真的是在敬畏神，好像我们的主人？
And when do we worship God or fear God as if He is our Master?
我们现在回来看马拉书记第一章。
Let's turn look back to Malachi chapter 1,
第六节
verse 6.
既然是主人敬畏，当然你们却说我们在何事藐视你的名？
Yet you say, in what way have we despised your name?
仔细看哦，神要求的时候，你要尊敬我。
Here God says that you have to honor me.
但是人所强调的是什么？我在哪里藐视你？
But here what man's emphasize instead is, in where have we despised you?
这两个是有差别，而且差别很大。
Here there's actually a difference, and the difference is quite huge.
比方说你当爸爸了。
For example, if you are a father,
你期待孩子尊敬。
You expect your child to honor you.
啊，小孩子说，爸爸，我哪里藐视你？
And your child instead asks in return, where have I despised you?
没有藐视神，并不等于我们尊重神。
Even if you do not despise God, does not mean that you honor God.
不藐视神，这是最低的要求。
Do not despise God is actually the basic of all requirements.
那最高的要求要让神觉得我们尊重他。
But what is the highest requirement of us is to honor God.
所以可见我们跟神的关系，我们一直都维持在最低点的标准。
And therefore, we can say that often our relationship with God, we only try to maintain it at the lowest requirement.
不错，神很伟大，我没有亵渎神哦。
Indeed, we say God is great and almighty, yet and we do not despise him.
亵渎神 blasphemy.
We do not blaspheme his name.
亵渎神当然是大罪啊。
Of course, to blaspheme God is a great sin.
所以我们每做一件事情，都说我没有亵渎神。
And everything we do, we will reaffirm to ourselves that we did not blaspheme His name.
我觉得这样我就没有关系了。
And that means that then we're fine.
我们不知道神的要求不是说没有亵渎就好了。神说你要尊重我。
Here God says that you have to honor me.
要尊敬神。
Is to honor God.
这个才是神的要求。
That is God's requirement of us.
那我们现在就来看，虽然以色列百姓说我没有亵渎神。
Even though here,
我没有藐视神。
The Israelite says, "We have not despised you, God."
那生活上真的他们没有藐视神吗
？But in their daily life, do they truly not despise God?
有时候我们虽然讲我没有藐视神，真的我们在生活上没有藐视神吗
？So sometimes we might say, "God, I do not despise you." Yet, do we really have not despised God?
我们看哈马拉基书第一章。
Let's turn to Malachi chapter 1.
从第七节开始。
Verse 7.Malachi chapter 1 verse 7 You offer defiled food on my altar, but say, in what way have we defiled you by saying, the table of the Lord is contemptible? Verse 8 And when you offer the blind as a sacrifice, is it not evil? And when you offer the lame and sick, is it not evil? Offer then to your governor. Would he be pleased with you? Would he accept your favorably?Says the Lord of hosts.
那现在神就说了。
Here God says.
说你们献什么
？What are you offering to me?
其实圣经里面说，天山的飞鸟、百兽都是神的。
In the Bible says that all creatures belong to God.
所以不是神缺乏什么。
It is not that God is lacking anything.
那为什么旧约里面神要人献祭
？But why does God require men to make sacrifices?
就是在献祭里面表达人对神的心。
Is that through sacrifice to offer or to show God our heart?
不是说神要那个祭物。
It is not that God really cares about your sacrifice.
神什么也没有缺。
Because God lacks nothing.
那就在那个献祭物的当中，我们发现以色列百姓对神的态度真的不好。
But through that offering and that sacrifice, God comes to realize that Israelites do have a very bad attitude towards Him.
如果今天有一个省长从那个地方巡牧过去。
If today there's a governor that passes by,
哇，要娶那个省长，要献给他一头羊，一定去挑最好的。
And when the people wants to offer the governor a sheep, then they will go and find the best sheep.
啊，因为他是省长。
Because he's the governor.
那献给神，神在哪里
？But if when we offer to God, where is God?
神也没有看见啊。
God will not see.
哦，既然神看不见。
And if God does not see,
好像神不存在一样
as if God does not exist,、
哦、就随便挑啊。
And so they very randomly, or casually just pick one.
这一头瘸腿的，这一头瞎眼的，这个要卖也卖不出去，送也送给别人，也不人不要。好了，这个就献给神了。
They go and pick one that is blind, that is lame, a sheep or animal that cannot be sold or cannot be given as gift anymore.
那神说，你给人，人都不要，你用这个给我。
And God says to them, if you give it to men, none will want to take it, and you offer this sacrifice to me?
这个就是藐视神。
This is defiling and despising God.
所以当然这个关系是不能够好的。
Of course, then this relationship cannot be any good.
那这个是在旧约。
This is in the Old Testament.
那新约当然神所要不是牛羊。
Then in the New Testament, we know that what God desires of us is not sacrifices of animals.
那有人说神要什么
？Then people might ask, then what does God want from us?
啊，神要的就是奉献呐。
God wants offering.
哦，所以奉献是一捐。
Offering tithe.
啊，这样我就是好的信徒。
Then I am a good member.
哦，其实我们仔细看哦，奉献真的是给神吗？
And if we truly look into our offering, is it really our offering for God?
如果真的是给神，你礼拜六奉献完，这个财务奉献箱一打开来，空的，因为主耶稣拿走了。
If it's really for God, then after Sabbath every week, when the treasurer opens up the offering box, it should be empty because God has already taken all the money.
但是那个是说奉献给神为原因，但是我们教会收完都是记账在那个地方，到最后礼拜六的中午爱餐，然后冷气暖气全部都是我们自己用掉啊。
The tithe is the reason for offering to God, but in the end, we are the ones using up the tithes through the meals that we eat, the air condition or the heater that is provided to us by church.
当然，这样奉献也是属于我们对神的尊敬。
Of course, offering the tithe also is offering our respect to God.
那到底神要什么？
So what does really God want from us then?
新约时代啊，神要我们的献灵祭。
And in the New Testament, God wants us to offer the spiritual sacrifice.
我们现在来看罗马书。
Let's turn to the book of Romans.
罗马书的十二章。
Romans chapter 12.
第一节。
Verse 1. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service.
这里说要将身体献上当作活祭。
Here says to offer our bodies as living sacrifice.
所以神要什么？
So what does God want from us?
不是要我们身外之物。
Does not want our material wealth.
神要我们把自己的身体献给他当作活祭。
God wants us to offer our body as living sacrifice.
什么叫做活祭？
What is a living sacrifice?
献给他就是属于他。
To offer it to him, it means that it belongs to him.
那活祭就是他还活着。
And living sacrifice means that it's still breathing, it has a life.
所以今天我把我自己献给主耶稣。
And so today when we offer myself to God,
但是我还是活着。
And I'm still living,
那我是主耶稣的。
And I belong to God,
因此我要为主耶稣来奋斗努力。
And therefore I live for the sake of God.
这个才是神所要的。
And this is what God wants from us.
要我们本身献给他，来服侍他，来侍奉他。
Is to offer ourselves to Him, to God, to serve Him, to work for Him.
好，那怎么样的奉献是真的神所悦纳的？
And so, what kind of sacrifice is truly pleasing in the eyes of God?
第二节。
Let's turn look at verse 2.
罗马书十二章的第二节。
Romans chapter 12, verse 2.And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove that what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
这个第二节是我们看英文，不要被世界同化。
Here says that do not be conformed by this world.
但是要在神里面心意更新的变化。
But in God,to be transformed by the renewing of our mind.
所以这个英文讲起来很美啊 ，conform, transform, 这是两大很大的不同。
Here they use two contrasting words, conform and transformed.
被世界同化就是我们在服侍神那个心态跟世界上人一样。
To conform to this world means that the attitude when we are serving God is just like the attitude of the people of this world.
比方说世界上人有的人是通过他的服事来建立自己的形象。
For example, the people of this world, through serving someone, is to build up their image.
这个不是我们服事者的目的。
But this should not be the reason of why we're serving God.
所以我们在教会里面服事神就是完全按着神的旨意。
Therefore, when we serve in church, it's 100% according to God's will.
那有的在服侍这个社会，他就是你把他挂一个名，不要钱给他，他也会拼到死。
In this society, sometimes you give them someone a title and ask them to serve, even though you don't pay them for that title, they are willing to serve to death.
他是为那个名。
For the sake of the name.
那我们在教会里面，你给他挂一个名，他一定会认真做圣工。这个是有问题的。
But if in church we think that by giving someone a title or a name, then they would be willing to serve 100%, then that is the wrong attitude.
因为我们在教会做事不是为那个名。
Because today we serve in church not for the sake of the name.
是因为我们在奉献，在服侍神。
It's because we are offering, we are serving God.
那有的在这个世界上没有办法展现他的才华。
Another example, if someone is unable to show their talents,
来教会弄一个舞台来展现自己的才华。
Then they come to church and they have a stage set up for themselves so they can show off their talents.
来追求自我实现。
Is to pursue a type of fulfillment,
那个是社会
satisfaction.
那个是社会。
That is very,
在社会追求的。
That is something that someone pursues in the society.
那我们在教会有什么不同？
So at church, how should we be different?
在教会主人是主耶稣。
At church, our master is our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以保罗归主的时候，他问我，我问主耶稣。
So when Paul asked our Lord Jesus Christ,
你要我为你做什么？
Paul asked, what do you want me to do for you?
这句话很重要。你要我为你做什么？表示你是主人。
When Paul asks, "What would you like me to do for you?" That means that God is the master.
我要牺牲奉献。
I want to offer and sacrifice.
但是你是主人。
But you are the master.
我要听你的吩咐。
I have to listen to you.
所以他说我一生没有违背从天上来的意象。
And therefore, Paul says that throughout his life, he has not once disobeyed. The messages that come from heaven.
神要叫他做外邦人的使徒。
God wants him to become the apostle of the Gentiles.
他就去。
Then he goes and becomes the apostle of the Gentiles.
在哥林多后书讲他受苦多少。
In 2 Corinthians, it talks about how much he has suffered.
被石头打。
He has been thrown by rocks.
被棍子打。
He has been beaten by sticks.
好几次差不多死掉。
And many times he was near death.
他继续做，做到他真的殉道。
But he continued his work for God until his death.
那我们就知道。
Then we know.
他真的在侍奉神是心意更新而变化。
That in his servitude, he was indeed transformed and be renewed by of the mind.
所以我们在教会里面也不是说我支持谁，我支持主耶稣。
So in church, we shouldn't say, I support this certain brother or this certain person. We should only support our Lord Jesus Christ.
大家往主耶稣的旨意去努力。
We should all labor for the will of God.
这个就是我们的方向。
And that should be our direction.
因为教会不是社团。
Because church is not a club.
不是强调人出头。
It's not about the particular performance of a certain person.
是强调神的旨意被实现，神明得到荣耀。
But indeed talks about the fulfillment of God's will.
他是主人。
Because he is our master.
这个就是神所要的。
And that is what God required of us.
将身体献上当作活祭。
Is to offer our body as living sacrifice.
心意更新而变化。
Is to be transformed by the renewing of our minds.
查验什么是神善良可喜悦的旨意。
And to examine and prove what is good and acceptable in the eyes of God.
这样的侍奉会带给教会的合一。
And this type of servitude that will bring the unity of church.
会带给神得到荣耀。
And will glorify God's name.
所以今天我们需要做什么？
So today, what we ought to do?
要尊敬我们的父亲。
We need to honor our father.
要尊重我们的主人。
To fear our master.
好，我们现在来看雅各书。
Let's turn to the book of James.
雅各书。
Book of James.
第四章。
James chapter 4.
十三节。
James chapter 4,
十三节。
Verse 13.
请
James chapter 4 verse
我先读哈。
Chapter 4 verse 13.
说你们有话说今天明天我要往某城去在那里住买卖住一年做买卖得利。
Verse 13. Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to such and such a city, spend a year there, buy and sell and make a profit.
我们都只有看十三节哦，这有什么不对？
We often read just verse 13 and we question what is there wrong with that?
每一个做生意人的不是计划明年要去哪里开拓去赚多少钱吗？
Isn't every business planning where to go next year and how much money to earn?
做生意不计划等于慢性自杀。
If you don't plan for your business, it's like making suicide.
但是下面就讲这个有什么不对。
But onward from verse 14 onward, it talks about what's wrong of thinking of that.
我们先看结论。
Let's look at the conclusion first.
16节。
Verse 16.
现今你们竟然夸口，凡这样夸口都是恶的。
Verse 16. But now you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil.
所以这样的计划哦，十三节的计划，在神看起来是恶的。
Here says that all this planning in the eyes of God seems evil.
为什么恶的？因为是张狂夸口。
Why is it evil? Because it's all just boasts.
我们十三节仔细看，他夸在哪里？
And we look at verse 13 and we look and say, where does he boast of?
我们也看不出来。
We can't tell.
那14节就解释。
Verse 14 explains,
明天如何你还不知道。
14, whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow.
就是明天不是我们能够掌握的。
That means that tomorrow is not in our hands.
明天在谁的？是明天在神的手里。
Who holds tomorrow? God holds tomorrow.
他是主人。
Because he is the master.
所以我们做计划应该怎么说？
So when we make plans, how should we make them?
除了做计划之外，应该有十三节的心态。
And besides making a plan, we should have an attitude just like in verse 13.
是当说主若愿意，我就可以活着，也可以做这个做那个事。
It says that if God is willing, then I can do this or that.
所以我们的计划要完全尊重神。
And therefore, our plan should 100% respect God.
要留一个空间让神来改变我们。
We should leave us a room where God can change us.
这个就是尊重他做主人。
That means that by doing this, we're honoring God as our master.
不是我们自己做决定了向右转，然后开始祷告，神啊，你如果爱我，向右转。
It is not that we made a certain decision, then we pray and ask God that if you love me, then please fulfill my decision.
那这样等于我们比神还厉害。
That means that we are greater than God.
其实神是很厉害的神。
God, it is omnipotent.
所以我们的计划摆在神面前，不合你旨意的，求你来改变。
Therefore, we should lay our plan before God and ask God that if this is not according to your will, then please change it.
你是我的主人。
Because you are my master.
我是你重价买来的。
And I have been purchased by a great price.
愿你的旨意在我身上得到完全。
May your will fulfill in me.
你的旨意是完全的。
Because your will is perfect.
是美好的。
It's beautiful.
是有价值的。
It's precious.
那我们今天、天天这样祷告。
And if we pray like this every day,
用这一种心态来生活。
And we can overcome this attitude.
那我们就真的尊重神，做我们的主人，做我们的父亲。
Then we truly honoring God as our Father, as our Master.
所以耶稣的前面为什么要加上一个主？耶稣的前面我们为什么常常加一个主
？Why do we always refer Jesus Christ as our Lord.
这个不只是口头一种尊称。
It is not only a title that we refer God.
这是提醒我们。
It is to remind ourselves.
耶稣是我人生的主宰。
It's to remind that Lord Jesus Christ is the Lord of our life.
我要认识他。
That we have to come to know him.
我要顺服他。
We have to submit ourselves to him.
这样他就高兴了。
And then we'll please him.
我们跟他的关系就好了。
Then we can have a good relationship with our Lord.
一起来默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
Amen. 我们休息。